It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, so it's Loving the Strange, 9 minutes late for our second episode because I thought we were live. We weren't live.
I got to hire a new tech person.
Yeah, I don't think I should. I was telling Shawnee that he's tech and I'm like, he should be tech and also talent. But apparently,
you're the talent and the tech, babe.
Oh, man. No, that's horrifying. But anyways, this second episode of Loving the Strange is all about
ghosts.
What? Ghosts. And that's because I'm a little bit obsessed about ghosts because I used to be obsessed about ghosts when I was a kid. But also because we found like some really cool stories and articles about ghosts. And also because Loving the Strange is all about loving things that are a little strange. Like we might be embarrassed to admit that we love people's feet or Bigfoot or ghost or Sean. And it's okay. I love things that are a little strange.
You got a foot fetish, baby?
No, baby, I don't have a foot. I'm really anti-feet, honestly.
You just said loving people's feet.
I know, but it just came up because I know a lot of people have ghost fetishes. You know, do you have a, ghost fetishes?
I don't. I mean, I'll suck on a toe of yours once in a while, but I don't have a foot fetish.
Nobody wants to hear that.
So,
you very just stuck your tongue out, too. I'm just... people later listening, stop. You're losing like every single like visual viewer we have.
Right I have now. Not lost anybody, I promise.
I don't believe you.
I like Carrie. Anyway. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Wait, do you hear that?
Oh, is our house haunted?
I think potentially because we live in Maine, and you know what Maine is?
Maine
creepy. No.
Maine has the most ghost sightings per capita of any other state. And that was the article that you found that created this subject matter this week.
Yeah, man, because that's cool, isn't it? Like, what? How do we have so many ghosties in Maine?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's like, yeah. You would think the more populous areas would have more ghost stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah. What was the number? It was something huge.
It was 758 ghost sightings since 2005 is what it says.
Whoa. And I think it was also 56 sightings for every 100,000 residents. And I've got to say that I think I make up those 56 sightings.
You make up like at least 27 of them.
Yeah, I think I'm overachieving.
But you've never reported any of them, so.
No.
Which begs the question, who reports ghost sightings and how many don't go reported?
I don't know. I can't, like, for me to share ghost stories on here is really, really hard because I was kind of mocked as a child because I was weird. And I'm still mocked as an adult for being weird. But now people are afraid Sean will beat them up if they mock me too openly, which is a great thing about having a Sean in your life. But apparently there are a ton of people who report their ghost sightings on internet places. Like, I don't know. I think there's one called Ghosts of America where they just like put everything in. Allison said in our chat that, and Allison is from Maine, so she would know, even though she left for Pennsylvania. Allison said they go to Maine to be left alone because there are less people.
That.
Sean, stop laughing. You know, it's true.
I think she's right.
I know.
There's less people and there's less people that give a crap.
They're like, yeah, it's a ghost. See, that's kind of how I am whenever I have a ghost sighting. I tend to be like, oh, wait, why did the doorknob just moved? And like the whole door opened. And then I'll call or text Sean. I'll be like, dude, something weird happened while I was in the shower. I'll be like, the whole doorknob moved and the door opened and I watched it. I watched it, man. And Sean will be like, oh, cool. And that's how Manners deal with ghosts.
The truth is, that was me trying to peep.
You were not.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm so horrified. Okay. Are anyways, you? Yeah. He wasn't home when it happened.
No, I was not, actually. I remember that.
Yeah. It's just like, and then we just went about our day. We're like, huh, that was weird. But the very first ghost I think I saw, do you want me to go with my ghost story first, Boo?
Yeah, you've got more than one, so start with one.
All right, so I'm going to call Sean Boo throughout this podcast because it seems on brand because we're talking about ghosts. So, Boo, let me tell you about my ghost story. Ready? So, the very first ghost story, I was a little kid. I think I was 4 or 5. And my parents were arguing because they were getting a divorce. And my parents are also like little hobbit people. They're like the Costanzas, like from Seinfeld. And you've got to like imagine like little Carrie. I'm oversensitive. I can barely see, but I've got my trifocals on, right? Which I think possibly doesn't give me a lot of cred in the seeing the ghost part because I was so blind. Anyway, so I'm like this little kid. I don't know what to do. My parents are arguing. And I go to this great big picture window in my house, right? And it's like getting to be like twilight, like half dark. And in our front yard, we have this giant pit thing that has like 2 slats over it of granite, and that's the septic tank. It's like 4 feet by like 3 feet or even bigger. I don't know, because I was a little kid, but it was this hole in the ground. And I remember us being a little kid, like my mom was really, really overprotective. She's dead now, so she can't do this anymore. And I'm allowed to talk about her fighting with my dad. I'd be in big trouble if she was still alive now. But she like always was like, don't go near that. You're going to fall and break your head. Like, don't go near where the septic tank hole is. And she was really adamant, right? And I was staring out at the lawn and I saw this lady walk by, right? She was just like kind of gliding by, kind of like a, like, and I'm like, what's she doing in our yard? Because our hill was a really big hill, the kind of hill you sled down, right? And then, and nobody walked up near our house. We didn't live like in a subdivision or anything like that. So people aren't usually in our lawn. And here's this lady just walking across the lawn, right? And then she walks right over where the septic tank hole is, but she doesn't fall down. And I'm this little kid, my parents are arguing behind me, and I'm like, like what, like trying to figure out what to say, right, to my parents and like get their attention. And the lady like turns and looks at me, and she looks so nice and so sweet. And she's got like this dark auburn reddish hair, and it's all like twisted into like, it's like this really weird haircut. It's like they're all rolled like all along the side, and the back of her head is, I don't know what you call it. Anyways, so I'm like, Molly, finally, like I'm able to find my voice. My mom comes running over because I never scream like that. Plus she's probably looking for an excuse to stop arguing with my dad. And comes over and she's like, what? And I'm like, there's a lady, there's a lady. And my mom looks for a second and she's like, and like her whole face like changes. And then she stops, and it turns out that this lady was probably my grandmother.
What?
Yeah, who died on that same day and had dark, thick, curly auburn hair. I didn't know she was my grammy. And she would curl it in this certain way that I guess is from the country of her origin. And she died at the same April.
That very same day?
I think so. I mean, I can't verify with my mom because my mom's dead, my dad's dead, everybody's dead. But yeah, including the lady on the lawn. But that was my first like potential ghost sighting. Yeah, maybe my little 4 or 5 year old brain was like, maybe it's not a ghost. Like maybe I conjured that as an excuse to get my parents from stop fighting. Maybe I like wanted to see like somebody peaceful and lovely walking across our yard. You know what I mean? But
I do.
I don't know. I can still remember it. Stop laughing at me, Farrar.
I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at people thinking, oh, how can this story be true if Sean's never heard it before? But I've heard it before. It's just Carrie tells me so many stories. I have like this.
She doesn't pay attention.
I have this backlog going on. She is a storyteller by trade. And
you forget them all, honestly.
I do not.
They go in they go out. They go in.
Not the stories, baby. Just the important stuff.
Is that naughty? Was that a naughty comment?
I said important stuff. That's not naughty. It was a joke.
Anyways, so Allison says guys never pay attention. And Allison,
I know.
Hey, hi, Dee. Hi, Allison. Hi, Lori.
And Doug.
Hi, Doug. It's nice for y'all chatting with us.
Rachel just said you tell all the best stories.
Thank you, Rachel. You'd pay attention and remember them, wouldn't you?
She does tell good stories.
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic hit all the best icebergs and it sank.
That's so mean.
It's not mean.
That was very, very cruel, Sean Kelly. I'm so glad you amused yourself, but that was so cruel, man.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing because I'm watching you amuse yourself. And soon I'm going to get all these private messages like, before Sam. And then. He divorce. Yeah. So, John, tell your ghost story, man.
Well, mine are so boring compared to yours. I don't have any visual ghost stories.
That's all right. Well,
I mean, I do, but first, I think I need to throw out a disclaimer that, not a disclaimer, but.
Oh, boy.
You know, like Bigfoot, I am a cautious skeptic. I do not believe in ghosts. I do. And I want to believe in Bigfoot. I have a huge problem with Bigfoot. But
you've just got called out.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That's awesome. John Bell.
So in the chat, if you're listening to this after the live podcast, Sean just got called out in chat from a high school bestie of his.
More than high school. Way beyond high school.
Well, way beyond a bestie of his who's saying he's a lie face.
I mean, it started in high school, but anyways, let's not get sidetracked.
I think we are, babe.
I'm gonna go with my most recent one, and it was not a sighting. Well, okay, it's not even my most recent one, but it's my best most recent one, and it's when I was still a cop, a police officer, and. Somebody called about, you know, an open door, and it was the dead of winter and nighttime, of course. And it was a typical old cottage mansion in Maine on the ocean. So I went down there, and it's three stories, and I go in the house, and there's no power, so I'm just using my flashlight, thanks for responding for me, baby. Anyways, it's a really old house. And a lot of these old houses are the same in a stereotypical way in that the third floor is always reserved for the servants' quarters. And I can only imagine how many people used to sleep up there and stuff. And at the time, it was still pretty intact. Like there was a tin bathtub, really old type of stuff, and I actually worked as a carpenter at that house years later, and it was all gone. But anyways, at the time when I went in there, so I checked the house, and it was totally being renovated, and so I figured the carpenter had just failed to secure the door or whatever, and made my way through the house, and there's tools all over the place, nothing missing, no burglary or anything, and I made my way up to the third floor, which is the oldest surviving part of the house, still old and intact. And I went into what, with any historical knowledge, was obviously the servants' quarters. And I did my job and checked all the little holes and stuff, make sure nobody was around. And I just, all of a sudden, I had this overwhelming, intense feeling that I was not wanted there. Like, and I know I did not search someplace and there was a bad guy there thinking, get out of my space. And I was literally, I told you this as soon as I got home, right?
Yeah.
But it was just this overwhelming feeling of, and it wasn't necessarily like negative, like not, you know, bad. It was just like, we don't want you here. You need to go. And I did. Not because I was scared, but because I had finished my search of the house and I figured that was my reason to leave. But I really felt like there was...
They're just anti-cop, babe. They're just anti-cop.
Probably everybody's anti-cop, but...
just fitting in at the time.
There was they didn't want me there.
Doug Marshall said, I've had that feeling before too. I'm married, which is kind of cracks me up. one of our better ghost things happened when we were in bed together at a house we no longer own.
I always forget about these
things. I know, you forget everything, babe. You're not like Rachel. So we were at this house together, and it's not a house we currently own. And we were staying there because our other house was getting rented to make tons of moolah because we like to make money. And so it was nighttime, and Sean's on the bed snoring. I'm on the bed, not snoring, but being very dainty and ladylike. And the dog is on the bed, right? And this house always gave me creepy vibes. I have to admit it. It just, I don't know if it has a high EMF reading or something. Hi, Fiona. But it gave me creepy vibes. And in the middle of the night, I feel two fingers. Like, it really felt like two fingers. Not two big, thick Sean Farrar, I'm a giant fingers, but two normal people fingers. And it's like they just went like up my thigh for like 3 inches, but they didn't get anywhere around me. But they just went up like really lightly, like this grazing, right? And it automatically woke me up because I'm an uptight New England woman. And I'm like, what? And Sean just laying there snoring like that.
You woke me up.
I woke him up because it was so freaky. And then I went on Facebook because it freaked me out so much. And I was like, hey, Bar Harbor people, has anyone ever lived in this house or told any like creepy stories about it? And our town counselor, one of them, had actually lived in this house for a very long time and had this elaborate story about a little ghost boy that his wife saw on the stairs of this house.
Yeah.
And the story is amazing, much better than my thigh story, which just sounds creepy when I say that, my thigh story. But anyways, his story, Sean, this is why I don't want to do live podcasts, babe. It's this.
I'll digress.
Okay. Anyways, the creepy story was that he, his wife, was I don't know, doing something. And I might be paraphrasing this incorrectly because I wasn't there. And put her kid to bed, their kid to bed, right? Their kid's really young, upstairs. And goes back, does other like mom duties, and like sees the kid on the stairs. And she's like, what are you doing? Get back in bed. Cause she'd been having a hard time getting her to bed and stuff. And her kid's like eating a lollipop or something. I think it was a lollipop or a popsicle. And she's like, why aren't you? Like, what are you doing? Get back in bed, get back in bed. And then she hears from the left, her daughter's voice say, mommy, I am in bed.
Yeah.
And then she turns and looks, and there's no one on the stairs anymore. And she'd been staring at the back of this little kid's head as it was eating a lollipop. Awesome story.
It is, but
I love that story.
We have one of our own that's maybe just as good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kitty.
Oh.
You remember the island, the kitchen island, the chalkboard? Remember what was written on it?
No.
Something about murder and blood and stuff. And she said she didn't do it. But previous to that,
I don't remember any of this.
It was either that same time or another time that we had to stay there.
Oh, in that house, in that same house.
Yes. And she was asleep in the bedroom. And I went up, or she wasn't asleep, but I went up to put her to bed. And she told me about the figure she had seen in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. That I'd say that house was a little haunted, actually.
Yeah. Appropriately, it's been purchased by a screenwriter who writes horror movies.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. So, That's good.
The guy that wrote some of the Saw movies bought our house. Not our house. I mean, we owned it, but it wasn't our house.
I feel like it's really the ghost house. John Hill says that's why he never gives ghosts lollipops. And Fiona's asking, like, can ghost kids choke on lollipops? That's a really important question.
She always says, wait, I said figure, Fiona, not finger. figure.
Yeah, so those
she are was only like few. 10 at the time.
Those are a few of our
guys. Hey, John Bench is on here. Yes, what? John Bench. John Bench, you weren't there, but your wife was.
Yeah, we did try to investigate that house. But one of our friends, Tom Willie, who is the videographer, has never compiled the footage. So we don't know if we got anything.
Probably not.
Probably not, though. It seemed pretty chill when we were all there. Sean.
What?
I'm just saying.
Hey, I'll take a moment to say this.
Okay.
If anybody... Oh, that was Rainy that typed that. If anybody has wonderful ghost stories and wants to message Carrie,
yeah,
we would love to do another ghost episode next Friday
and feature you.
You on live so you can tell your ghost story.
Because honestly, I trust whoever you are more than Sean to be live.
Really?
Yeah, babe, really. Do you want to tell another ghost story?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot. I wish.
What about John Bell's?
I was gonna say I wish he was on so he could tell. Because I don't remember about his mom's house. I remember a lot about his mom's house, but not ghost stories.
The problem with Sean is that he doesn't remember anything. It's not just me.
Anyways.
Ooh, Fiona has a good traditional ghost story too. What? I think it'll be fun.
Traditional ones are like always the best.
They are the best. I have one more ghost story before we leave, if we all have time.
We got plenty of time.
Dude, it's already 25 minutes.
It's COVID. Nobody's got anything to do on a Friday night.
Tom Willie says he has EVP we don't know about.
Well, that was like 4 years ago, Tom Willie.
Whatever. I'm very excited for this.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Calming breaths. So one of my favorite ghost stories, I put in one of my books. I fictionalized it and I put it in the book After Obsession, I think is the name of the book. I should remember the names of my own book.
That is the name of the book, Love.
Okay. So when I was a little kid, I went to theater camp. I got a scholarship. And at theater camp is someone who is a director now. And also someone who's a famous comedian now. And I'm not going to name them because I don't want to be that kind of name dropper person.
You mean Sarah?
Sean. Jeez, I'm crow.
Sorry.
Okay, someone. Two other kids who were in my grade were there as well. And we decided, because we were theater kids, that we were bored and we were going to have a seance. And I was the latchkey kid because my parents were divorced, and then my stepdad died, so I had the run of the house. And I had the creepiest house out of everybody, honestly. And so we decided we were going to have a seance, and we did this thing called ghost writing. And that's supposed to be where the ghost, like, it's like having a Ouija board, but instead, like, the ghost writes through the person's hand. I think we were in sixth or seventh grade, and so, you know, we were just weirdos. And, someone started doing ghostwriting and the pencil caught on fire. And if you can imagine a bunch of sixth and seventh graders with a pet who are theater people, and then the pencil catches fire during a seance, everybody freaked out. Like, I don't know how the pencil caught on fire. There was a candle there, but I never saw the pencil get near you know what I mean? But you've got to imagine all these theater nerds screaming, like we were screeching, and we're like getting out of my family room. We book it into my living room where there's that same giant picture window, but the drapes in the giant picture window were closed. When we had started the seance, they were open, and they are not easy things to like shut because the pulley had broken, and my mom, like myself, have no mechanical abilities. So we all freaked out even more and ran down the big hill of my house screaming into the woods, actually by the highway.
You know,
And that is an awesome ghost story that doesn't really have a point, but it was amazing. And if you can imagine, like, the sixth and seventh grade drama of that.
It doesn't
Oh,
need a point.
I did put out the pencil that was on fire, by the way. I
Of
threw
course
it into our wood stove before I ran away. That's an important detail.
No, I'm laughing because you're like, that's just how you are, like Safety Sam, fire marshal.
Shut up, man.
I love you. Anyways,
Yeah.
kid ghost stories are like the best, or kid ghost experiences.
Yeah, they
They're the
are.
best. I have another offer to make.
Okay.
Not only will we put people on the podcast next week if they want to tell a ghost story,
Yeah.
but
And be really thankful for them, actually.
yeah,
Yeah.
as a caretaker for some properties on the island, I caretake for two that are most likely haunted.
If that's real.
I'm not making any disclaimers because I've had slight experiences at both. But I have what I consider, and Carrie probably agrees, to be a haunted doll
Oh, the creepy haunted doll.
and an old ass Ouija board, both of which I was tasked to throw away. And they are still in the house because I couldn't bring myself to throw them away.
He's
However,
afraid. He's afraid to throw them
not
away.
so much of the Ouija board, but I'm afraid of the doll. So I moved her down to the basement and I talked to her every time, twice a week when I go check on the house. But
Poor doll.
the house is under contract to be sold, unfortunately. So if anybody has the nerve to give this doll or this Ouija board, which is, it's not a
Well,
thousand, 100 years old, but it's
it's in
pretty
a
old.
haunted house.
The house is from the early 1800s. Right?
Yeah, it's a
Okay.
beautiful, beautiful house. Very haunted.
I will send either whichever one you want to you.
Free of charge in the
Yeah.
mail. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have
That.
to promise to take care of the doll. I don't care about the Ouija board, but I'm a little partial to the doll,
He's attached.
honestly. And it's
He's
ugly as
attached.
sin. But it's so old. And it's a white, it's obviously a Caucasian doll, but its face has a lot of black on it. I don't know if it's mold or
That's what
what.
happened. That's what happens to dolls, babe.
And it's so ancient. And
Oh, we have a doll. We have a board option here.
oh, I see
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's creepy. That house is amazing, and it's the house I want to live in. Like, I'm absolutely in love with this house, and I'm heartbroken that it's not my house. But it's used for vacation rentals, and a lot of the time people will write in the guest register like, the ghost was really nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They do
Yeah.
mention the extra guests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'm not making it up.
Can we talk
It's
about the family from New Jersey?
the ones we hoped didn't buy
Yeah, so
it.
there's this family for, like, this house is
Yeah.
old but beautiful. It's like a mansion, you
It
know,
is
it's
a
like
man.
a really expensive house, and it's on the water in Bar Harbor, and it's gorgeous. And these people from New Jersey kept talking to Sean while he was caretaking there, and they're like, we need this would be a great house if you cut down all the walls. This would be a great house, but it, blah, blah, blah. Like, they were wicked negative about the house. And the only time this house has ever had like a power breaker problem was when they were there, right? Like, the power just went off. Is that what happened?
I had to go there twice to reset breakers, and I've never ever had to do that before.
Yeah. And, but every time he was there, they were talking bad about the house. Like, eh. So I think the house didn't like them.
I was amazed.
It was crazy cool. It was really cool.
Fiona, I'll be back
Yeah.
there on Monday and I'll take a picture of the doll and Carrie can send it to you.
I'm afraid to have that on my computer.
Now, what's a picture?
I'm still afraid to
The
have that on.
doll
Have you
loves.
never watched Ghost Adventures?
The
Like, the
doll
picture
loves
itself.
me. It's not the doll. The doll loves me.
I know the doll's gonna kill me because she's gonna be jealous,
Jealous?
and it's just gonna be the end of everything.
She hasn't moved for me yet. I really want her to move for me.
Okay, such a naughty joke there. Anyway, like a Dave Chappelle worthy joke right there.
I want her to say, what's that Lance that was so popular like a year ago there?
Macarena?
No, God, that's like in the 90s. The one I can't do because I'm not coordinated, where you swing your arms and then you move your hips.
All dances? Sorry.
Anyways.
I feel like I failed as a wife right there. Sean, I don't know if you saw in the chat that's happening during our live portion of
Yes, I can see it.
Did you see that John Bell said it was the bathroom door always opening and closing?
I did see that. I did see that.
And flossing! That's
it. Yes. I keep wanting the doll to stand up and floss for me. I think she's a little pissed because I put her in a basement. But
that would be amazing. And if we could get Tom to video that, oh.
I'll video it on my phone if she does.
We could get our
it.
Own ghost show, which would be so much more fun than Zach Bagans and everybody else, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a really good jump scare.
A what?
There is nobody. A jump scare.
Yeah, she does.
You scared me laughing.
We're not in the same part of the house, though.
No, I know, but it was scary. Ooh, Allison said she'll tell us about a scare.
Allison, why don't you tell it next week?
Live!
Well,
she might be at dance recital. So, anyways, babe, why do you think people like ghost stories? Should we end it with like something intelligent?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, should we end the podcast with something intelligent, like a Neil Gaiman quote, so people think that we're a little bit less pedestrian than we are or something?
Damn you, Carrie Jones, talking about people I have no idea who you're talking about, just to show you're more intelligent than I am.
No, just to show you have no nerd cred at all, babe. No nerd cred.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Who?
Neil Diamond?
No, Gaiman. Gaiman. G-A-I-M-A-N.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, there you go. Oh, I didn't tell my favorite.
I know Bud Light, though.
I forgot my favorite ghost story. Should I save it?
Yeah, we got time, man. These people.
No, should I save it for next week?
Oh, no. That's all guest stories.
All right, so my favorite ghost story that's recent-ish, but was before the thigh guest story, was I was taking pictures for a political party that was having a fundraiser in Blue Hill, Maine, which is a very fancy place sometimes in the summer. And in Blue, Maine, were some very,
Blue Hill.
Very fancy writers. And I'm talking about, like, I am the literati of writers, and I am on Oprah, and I write all the New Yorker essays and people that other people love. And I was excited because I'm like, cool, they're hosting this giant fundraiser and I get to take photos of it. Yay. I was doing it as volunteer work because I used to be a newspaper person and I took photos all the time. I'm getting to the story. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing at you.
I get there and everybody there, I don't know how to say this without swearing, was an absolute prick. Like, they were the most pretentious, annoying human beings. And I know I'm a writer and I should talk only beautiful, laudatory crap about other writers. But these people were evil. They were just meany, meany, pretentious jerks. And I was feeling kind of good about myself before I got there because I had just landed on the New York Times bestseller list. But it, like, they treated me like such dirt as I took the photos because I wasn't going to tell them that anyways, because that's not what I'm about. But I was like, oh my God, is this what it means to be a big time writer? I don't want to be these people, right? And so I was angry. I was like, you know, my name is Carrie, and there's the Stephen King novel Carrie, and she does the telekinesis and she when she's really emotional. That was me right then. I was so PO'd. And I had to walk through this house to get to another section of the party where everybody wearing linen and drinking their wine and their Moscato and their scotch were gathering to hear the little speeches by the writer people about why they should support this political candidate. And so I'm walking through this house and I'm so angry. like so angry. And I'm normally a chill person, but to be fair, I have a very short fuse, but I'm containing it, right? Because I'm volunteering, I'm doing a job. And there are French doors throughout this house, right? Because it's a hoity-toity house that they are renting. It's like very beautiful and lovely and old and beautiful. And I walk through that house through four sets of doors. And as I went through each set of doors, they slammed. Boom! I'm like, what the hell was that? I'm like, I don't care. I'm walking. I'm like stomping through with my Canon Rebel. And I'm like, gonna take the damn photos no matter what. And boom, another door slams. Four doors slam behind me. And I was like, do you hate them too? And one of the doors creaked open. And it was the best thing ever because I felt like the house knew me. Like, they're like, yeah, they're jerks, Carrie.
I think that's a you story. Not a ghost story.
I think it's a ghost story.
It's like somebody mentioned Carrie, the movie.
I don't think I would love to have that kind of power, but I don't think I have the kind of power to slam doors with my mind. Although I did once make my Uncle Kilton drop something. I was really mad then, too. I was so mad at him.
Can I tell one story?
Is it about me being evil?
No, and it's not even a ghost story. But Fiona and Dee were talking about fire starters. And since my longtime friend John Bell is here, it's about
him. Yay, John Bell. Ooh.
And my childhood. Well, we were teenagers. And he mentioned his mom's house being haunted. And his mom's house was where all the kids, it was that neighborhood house where all the kids hung out. Like, his poor mother was a fucking saint. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Anyways. So he and I were there. I think we were by ourselves one afternoon, probably after school in high school. And they had a typical 1980s oval table. Probably could expand greatly with a bunch of leaves, brown. Luckily, no tablecloth. And he's like, hey, let me show you this cool trick. So he takes fingernail polish remover and he pours it on his hand and he sets the bottle of fingernail polish on the table and he takes a lighter and he lights his hand on fire. So all you have to do put the fire out is like flick your hand and the motion will make the fire. So he lets his hand burn because it's the polish remover that's burning, not his hand. But as he flicks it, he hits the nail polish remover and knocks it over. So the whole top of the table's on fire. And we're like freaking out. And we get it out without incident. But
Was John hurt?
No, he wasn't hurt. Okay. It would take more to hurt him than it does me, honestly. Back then, at least. he was a tough guy. But
This seems very Florida man of you both, honestly.
We were Florida men. And we lived that lifestyle. And if his mama's house was haunted, we probably mostly just ignored it.
Because that's just the kind of boys you were?
Yeah.
But anyway. Definitely, we'll send you a haunted Ouija board, potentially haunted, and a potentially haunted love of Sean's life, a doll.
It's not the love of my life.
I think you're a little attached to her, bae. You talk to her all the time.
I'll let her go freely.
I bet you remember her stories.
Whose stories?
The dolls.
She's never told me any stories.
I bet if she did, you'd remember.
Oh, you damn straight I would.
And let us know if you want to join us next week and tell us about your ghost stories. But before that, I'm going to say that darn Neil Gaiman quote about why people love a good ghost story, which fear is a wonderful thing in small doses. You ride the ghost train into the darkness, knowing that eventually the doors will open and you will step out into the daylight once again. It's always reassuring to know that you're still here, still safe, that nothing strange has happened. Not really. It's good to be a child again for a little while and to fear not governments or regulations or infidelities like with ghost dolls, that's my quote, or accountants or distant wars, but ghosts and such things that don't exist. And even if they do, can do nothing to hurt us. And according to Neil, that's why we like those ghost stories.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, I read that all out.
If you guys got a ghost story, send Carrie a message and we'll get you on next week. Yeah. If you want the Ouija board or you want the doll, send Carrie a message and I'll get them to you. But as far as the doll is concerned, you really got to promise to take care of her.
You got to treat her well.
I know that sounds stupid, I guess, but
no.
I didn't take her. I had her as far as the back of my pickup truck, which was full of a load of stuff to take to the dump per the owners of the house. And I took her back out and I took her to the basement and she's been sitting on the workbench ever since. So you have to take care of her.
Sean loves his dolls.
You're my favorite doll there.
Thanks, Boo. Hey, and thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. This will be on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter under Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Is that
it? Thank you so much.
And thanks for hanging out with us so we weren't lonely.
Yes. Yeah. We love you all. Love you, John.
Yeah, John. Thanks for keeping Shawnee honest, sort of.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.